He roars so loudly I nearly jump out of my skin.
Of course I have, boy. What do you think I am, another of your goddamn paper-pushing Whitehall pen pimps?
He glares at me ferociously.
God help you, and God help both of us, because nobody back home is going to. Bloody hell, what a mess.
Mess? I try to sound as if I know what he's talking about, but there's a quivery edge to my voice, and I'm feeling fuzzy about the edges from jet lag.
Look at you.
He looks me up and down with evident contempt, or mild disdain, which is worse, in his voice.
You're a mess. You're wearing trainers and a 2-guinea suit, for God's sake. You look like a hippie on a job interview. You don't know where your fucking backup team has gotten to, and you're supposed to get into Billington's hip pocket.
He sounds like Angleton's cynical kid brother. I know I mustn't let him get to me, but this is just too much. Before you go on, you ought to know that I've been up for about 30 hours. I woke up in Germany, and I've already crossed 6 time zones and had a room full of flesh-eating zombies try to chow down on my brain. I gulp the glass of water. I'm not in the mood for this shit.
You're not in the mood?
He laughs like a fox barking.
Then you can just go to bed without your dinner, boy. You're not in London anymore, and I'm not going to put up with temper tantrums from undisciplined, wet-behind-the-ears amateurs.
He puts his glass down.
Listen, let's get one thing absolutely clear. This is my turf. You do not fly in, shit all over the place, squawk loudly, and fly out again, leaving me to pick up the wreckage. While you're here, you do exactly as I say. This isn't a committee exercise. This is the Dutch Antilles, and I'm not going to let you fuck up my station.
Eh? I shake my head. Who said anything about...
You didn't have to,
he says with heavy and sarcastic emphasis.
You turn up 6 hours behind a flash notice from some dogfucker in Islington who says you're to have the run of the site facilities and I'm to render all necessary, etc. If you get the opposition stirred up, you'll be dead in a gutter within 6 hours, and I'll get landed with the paperwork. This isn't Camden Market, and I'm not the bloody hotel concierge. I'm the laundry point man for the Caribbean, and if you put a step wrong on my patch, you can bring all the hounds of hell down on our collective neck, boy, so you're not going to do that. While you're working on my station, if you want to fart, you ask me for permission first. Otherwise, I'll rip you a new sphincter. For your own good. Got that?
I guess. I do a double take. What's the opposition presence like hereabouts? I ask. Actually, I want to say, what is this opposition you speak of, strange person? But I figure it'll just make him shout at me again. Griffin stares at me in disbelief.
Are you trying to tell me they haven't briefed you about the opposition?
I shake my head.
What a mess. This is the Caribbean. Who do you think the opposition are? Tourists. Wander around, drop in on the casinos and clubs, and what do you see? You see tourists. Half of them are Yanks, and maybe half of those are plants. Okay, not half, maybe 1 in 100,000. But you see, we're about 200 miles from Cuba here, which means they're always trying to sneak assets into the Generalissimo's territory, and you wouldn't want to mess with the smugglers either. We've got money laundering, we've got the main drug pipeline into Miami via Cuba, and we've got police headaches coming out of our ears before we add the fucking opposition trying to use us as a staging post for their crazy-ass vodoon pranks.
He shakes his head, then stares at me.
So, you've got to keep one eye peeled for the tourists. If the Oppo send an assassin to polish your button, they'll be disguised as a tourist, you mark my words. Are you sure they didn't brief you?
I do my best to consider my next words carefully, but it's difficult when your head feels like it's stuffed with cotton wool. You are talking about the Black Chamber when you use the term opposition, aren't you? I mean, you're not really trying to tell me that the tourists are all part of some conspiracy.
Who the hell else would I be talking about?
He stares at me in disbelief, chugs the rest of his glass back, and thumps it down on the side table. Okay, then I've been briefed, I say tiredly. Listen, I really need to get settled in and catch up on my briefing papers. I don't think they're going to assassinate me. My boss has arranged an accommodation, I manage to stand up without falling on the ceiling, but my feet aren't responding too well to commands from Mission Control. Can we continue this tomorrow?
Bloody hell.
He looks down his nose at me, his expression unreadable.
An accommodation. All right, we'll continue this tomorrow. You'd better be right, kid, because if you guessed wrong, they'll eat your liver and lights while you're still screaming.
He pauses in the doorway.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
This ends Disc 3.